This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Terrence Vargas. Episode number 714 is here. Our topic today is Indie Movies Streaming Platform. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Festival Scope Pro, a streaming service dedicated to film professionals, recently created a great platform for everybody to stream films from the festival circuit, some of them during their premiere by purchasing tickets, and some others from curated collections of past editions even for free. It could be challenging to choose a film, because, unlike other streaming services, this one presents the movies, without particularly categorizing them or highlighting their quality or recognitions. If you look closely on the covers, you can spot laurels and pick acclaimed documentaries premiered in film festivals, but you also may try totally undiscovered films about attractive topics and let be guided by your instinct and your curiosity. With an admission price of $10.99 a month, or $99.99 a year, and a free 14-day trial, the Criterion Channel plays host to more than 2,000 films from its own Criterion Collection and film distributor Janus Films. The Film Detective is a great site if you're into classic, and not so classic, Hollywood films. For $8.99 a month standalone or $12.99 per month, $119 per year as part of an Amazon Prime subscription, Amazon Prime Video is the most traditional streaming service on this list. While everyone loves a good blockbuster from time to time, there's something about a great independent film that strikes a particular chord. So below, peruse through our list of the best indie movies on Netflix right now. Weekend contributing editor @_MatiniIdol. The most obvious point of comparison for The Art of Self-Defense is Fight Club, another film about a rogue visionary who builds a philosophy around brutal masculinity. Beach Rats sounds adjacent to Moonlight, but it has more in common with the specific New York cultural dynamics of Saturday Night Fever, another film about thrill seekers who run in packs, always looking for an escape from their dead-end lives. Directed by another character actor, John Carroll Lynch, the film is about a 90-year-old Texan who's been cheating death for years but must finally face the inevitable after taking a fall. FilmHub allows filmmakers to upload your film for free, while streaming channels discover, order, and stream your work worldwide. A modern B2B tech marketplace takes the entire film distribution online. Carve out territories with fine-grained control. Episode 714 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Terrence Vargas. Adios.